Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.
Last hour, President Obama was our very special guest on the show.
Yeah, yeah. Go
with
Steve.
Go interviewing
Steve.
Him. Yes, great job. Loved it, loved it, loved it. The president talked about the importance of voting. And of course, the countdown is on for Georgia, the Senate runoff dates. Please request your absentee ballot right now. December 7th is voter registration deadline. December 14th through the 31st is early voting. January 5th, 2021 is election day. We gotta go, Georgia. Vote for Reverend Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff. These are the people we need in the Senate so Joe Biden, our president-elect, can do his job effectively, okay?
Yes,
please.
Lord. We can get rid of this 4 years of this hatred, divisiveness in this country.
Yes, sir. It needs to go away. It does, with the person who brought it. All right, we're going to switch gears here. It is time for the Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now.
Let me borrow $20. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, a Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject: I pretend to be broke, but I'm not. We're trying to figure out who wrote this letter. Dear Steve and Shirley, was it Steve or was it Tommy?
Come on, we finna see.
Dear Steve and Shirley, I've been dating a woman for about a year, and I've been keeping a big secret from her. The secret is I'm a wealthy man, and my girlfriend doesn't know. Before I met her and fell in love, I met a lot of women that were attracted to me because I have a nice car, expensive watches, and tailored suits. I have an apartment in the city, and I started taking women there instead of to my home. Because my house sits on a lot of acreage in a gated community in the suburb. nerves. Uh-oh, that could be Tommy. In the past, I used my house and flashy things to lure women, but when I turned 40, I wanted to find my soulmate.
Uh-oh, the woman I told you who this is now.
The woman I'm in love with works at a grocery store, and I knew I wanted her the minute I laid eyes on her. She's my age, and she's a beautiful, hardworking woman. So I asked her out. I was afraid to reveal everything about myself, so I started driving my SUV, and I dressed casually around her. She helped me pick out furniture for my apartment and had no idea I also have a beautifully decorated mansion. She knows I have a great job, but she doesn't know about my investments and all of my rental properties in town. As we got closer and closer, she opened up to me about her failed marriage and said it ended because her ex-husband was a liar. And here I am lying to her about who I really am. She is my soulmate, and she deserves to know the truth. But I'm afraid she will think I was testing her to see if she was a gold digger. I'm ready to marry her, so I want to come clean and show her the real me. How can I do this? Should I just take her to my mansion and yell, "Surprise!" Please advise. Wow, if this isn't a Hallmark Lifetime Channel type letter right here. And I have to tell you, sir, trust me on this. Please, trust me on this. She will be fine. She will be just fine. This is a lie that she will kiss you for later. She's not going to kill you for this lie. She will kiss you. This is a fairy tale every woman dreams about. Every woman dreams about this fairy tale. I mean, you know, we know Cinderella and all that stuff isn't real, but we still allow ourselves to, you know, think about the fairy tale every now and then. We go there from time to time. And this is one of those times, but this happens to be real. I suggest to you that you propose first, let her accept, and then eventually let her see and really know what you're all about. I know you've been through others who wanted you just for your money, but she's a keeper. And I just, you know, I just say to you, don't overthink this. She's going to be fine. She'll be fine. Steve?
This is an interesting letter.
It is.
Because this dilemma that Tommy got himself into,
it's
like, you know, you kind of have to look at his side of it, you know. Mm-hmm. I feel this dude in a way, you know. He been dating this woman, and he done kept his big secret from her. The secret is I'm a wealthy man, and my girlfriend don't know it. We could have stopped the letter right here.
And just talked to Tommy.
And the next line is, and... I'm a wealthy man and my girlfriend don't know it. And when you gonna tell her? Cause boy, you probably gonna see some shouting.
Yeah.
I can't believe this is the lottery.
Yeah, she's gonna be fine.
Dog, Shirley said it best. Trust me, she will be fine. This is one lie she wants to hear.
Yeah.
Baby, I know you think I'm broke. But I'm rich. Boy gone somewhere. No, really. I'm rich.
Yeah.
Boy, stop saying that you're driving the same truck my brother got. Yeah, but I got some more houses. Boy, stop. I just helped you pick out furniture for your apartment. But yeah, but baby, but I got more than an apartment. I got rental property. I live in a mansion with a lot of acreage.
In a gated community.
What?
And I didn't want you to think that I was testing you to see if you was a gold digger. Uh-huh. You was. You was testing her to see if she a gold digger. Mm-hmm. She passed. Mm-hmm. She can't wait to find out she graduated.
Yeah.
With honors.
When you tell her you passed the test, boy.
She's going to run out of that grocery store.
You ain't had the sex you going to have.
Woo. All right, hold that thought. Hold it right there, Steve. We're going to have part two of your response coming up in 23 minutes after. I pretend to be broke, but I'm not is the subject. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letters subject. I pretend to be broke, but I'm not. I'm not.
He ain't.
Mm-mm.
And if that ain't a thank you, Jesus moment.
I know.
See, listen to me. Here's a letter about this man that's been dating this wonderful woman for a while. They kept a big secret from him that he's a wealthy man and she don't know it. Now, you know, before I met her and fell in love, you know, he met a lot of women that was attracted to him because of what he had. So he got him an apartment in the city and started taking women to the apartment instead of their home. Because her house, his house got a lot of acreage in a gated community in the suburbs. And he used to use flashy things to lure women, but when he turned 40, he wanted to find his soulmate. So the woman that he in love with now work at a grocery store. And I knew I wanted her the moment I laid eyes on her. She's my age. She's a beautiful, hardworking woman. So I asked her out. And I was afraid to reveal everything about myself. So I started driving my SUV and I dressed casually. She helped me pick out furniture for my apartment. No idea we had I have a beautifully decorated mansion. She knows I got a great job, but she don't know about my investments and all the rental property in town. So now they done got closer, and she talked to you, opened up about her failed marriage and said it ended because her ex-husband was a liar. Dun-dun-dun-dun.
Yeah.
And here I am lying to her about who I really am. Dun-dun-dun-dun.
Yes.
Plot thickens. Yes.
So now you going to tell her that apartment is just a front. That you didn't really need no furniture. You got a wonderfully decorated mansion. And you ain't just got an apartment. You got an acreage gated-in mansion in a gated community. And you think that the reason her marriage failed because her husband was a lie. You don't really think this the lie he walked in there and told her, do you?
Right. Say that again, Steve.
You don't really think this is the lie he told her that ended their marriage. Let me tell you something, brother. Like all men know, and women don't understand this statement, but they really do. What? There is a time to lie, and there's a time to tell the truth.
Oh, I understand it in this letter.
Rarely are those two the same occasion.
Yeah.
It's either we need a lie or we need the truth. Now, the way men do it, ladies, I'm sorry to tell you this, we decide when it's time for the lie and when it's time for the truth. We make that decision based on what we feel like dealing with at that particular day or time.
For selfish reasons, in other words.
Not always.
See, right there.
Protect
see,
that relationship.
That's what Steve just said, though. If you break it down, that's what he just
that's
said.
That's not selfish reasons.
I just said what, Shirley?
You just said you'd lie for selfish reasons, depending on what you can deal with at the time.
Right, because we don't want to hurt you right now.
Right.
So to delay that or put it off, we lie.
Oh, you're so sensitive and sweet. It's not really to protect yourself. Get out of here.
So you won't be the
bad guy. We lie because we care, okay?
Because you love us, right?
Yeah. About this relationship.
Because he loved this woman in this letter that was at this grocery store. He didn't want to take her too fast. You get nosebleed when you go up too high too quick.
Fix it.
He loved her.
Yeah, that's right on.
He had loved in her.
Can't go from the grocery store to Shirley, the mansion.
Yes,
let's
Steve.
Do a reenactment.
Okay.
You're starting to notice things about me and ask me questions. You got an idea that I'm rich, but I'm going to play like I ain't. So this is what's been happening all this time. Just say anything to me that might allude to the fact that I got money, but I'm going to redirect it. I'm going to show you how he been doing it.
Oh, honey, is that a new watch? Yesterday, it seems like you had on a Timex or something. Today, you have on, is that a Rolex? Wow, that's nice. Huh.
Yeah, I put my Timex in the shop. This a loaner.
So they gave me a Rolex?
I turned in my Timex, they gave me.
You're going to have to lie better than that now.
No. This is how it's been going. This why he in trouble now. So when I put it in the shop, they gave me this as a loaner. This ain't mine. This a loaner.
Well, honey, you said we're going to dinner tonight. I looked that restaurant up. It's really expensive. I mean, normally we just go down the street to the corner and get takeout. What's the occasion?
Oh, we're going to the IHOP tonight.
No, I looked up a way more expensive restaurant than that that you said you were taking me to. Did you forget?
Oh, no. The IHOP is next door to it. That's the address that's closest to it. I had Googled that one instead because I just needed to get in the vicinity.
Okay.
But we're going to go to the IHOP, though. Don't worry about that.
Okay.
Ask him about the private jet, Shirley.
Yeah, and you know what? I noticed some tickets that were laying on the table about a trip to somewhere. I think it was Paris or someplace. Are you taking me on a trip or are we going somewhere? I didn't think we could afford anything like that, honey.
No, that's my mama's name tickets. That's her retirement.
You better lie.
You're good at this. Yeah. All right, listen.
All day.
Coming up, Sports Talk with Junior. All right, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.